This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated for your comeback of a lifetime. Yum Brands and 7-Eleven franchisee Ampex Brands announced the acquisition of Au Bon Pain from Panera Bread. The deal includes approximately $60 million in assets. Ampex Brands acquired all 171 locations, along with franchising rights to an additional 131 locations. SPB Hospitality, parent company to Logan's Roadhouse, Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, Rock Bottom Restaurant and Brewery, and more, has agreed to acquire the 47-unit J. Alexander's in a $220 million deal. PureTech USA, the hydraulic and industrial hose replacement franchise with more than 400 locations, has signed a national partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The partnership will benefit Tunnel to Towers in the line of duty programs, which provide qualifying families with mortgage-free homes. Kim Gabera, president and CEO, said, "In alignment with our mission statement to be giving participants in the communities we serve, we feel it is of utmost importance to support those who work to protect and serve our communities every day." And for more information on Tunnel to Towers, please visit t2t.org. LL Cool J is partnering with Kevin Davis, the largest franchisee in the Phoenix Salon Suite system, to own and operate several locations in Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Los Angeles. LL Cool J said, "I've known Gina Rivera, founder of Phoenix Salon Suites, for several years now. She truly understands what it takes to make a difference in the lives of cosmetologists and estheticians. Together, we are helping them realize their dreams of owning and operating their very own businesses." Angela Cote, Inc. has partnered with Paratus to introduce Deal Builder, a software allowing franchise owners to gain accurate valuations of their franchise businesses, creating a streamlined resale process for their franchisees. Angela Cote, CEO at AC Inc., said, "This is a fantastic opportunity to champion innovative software that will support the franchise industry in streamlining the franchise resale process, a common pain point for franchisors." Firehouse Subs surveyed Americans to determine how the masses pronounce the word that's spelled G-Y-R-O and settle this long-standing food debate in celebration of its newest menu item, the Chicken Euro Sub. That's right, it should be pronounced Euro. But the survey of 1,000 Americans, conducted in conjunction with Wakefield Research, uncovered that 23% pronounce it Gyro, followed closely by 19% who pronounce it gyro. These people are obviously not from Chicago. Director of Product Development Jay Miller said, "I wanted to create a sub that was light and refreshing for the summertime season while still being hearty and flavorful." Back with People News after a quick word from the International Franchise Expo. The IFE is back in person September 24th and 25th at the Javits Center in New York City, just like old times. Engage with visitors pre-show, on-site, and post-show through the IFE through digital and print marketing, enhanced sponsorships, and pre-setting of appointments. To find out more about these opportunities and to reserve your booth space, contact Sheila Fisher at sheila.fisher@comexposium.com. In People News, friend of this podcast, Jen Cotillo, is joining Angela Cote, Inc. Red Lobster has named Kelly Vallad as CEO following Kim Lopdrup's retirement. Maple Bear Global Schools has announced the appointment of Arno Krug as the brand's new global CEO. First Light Home Care has named Glee McCannonley as president, as well as Kelly Hill as executive director of compliance and clinical services. Nathan Lester has joined Scooter's Coffee as senior director of drive-thru innovation. And August Anderson has been promoted to vice president at BizCom Associates. Congratulations and good luck to you all. A quick note before we go. The Southeast Franchise Forum in Atlanta is back and in person with a luncheon next Tuesday, July 13th. Please join me there as I moderate an all-star panel of franchise development pros from Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Honey Baked Ham, and Inspire Brands. Seating is very limited, so sign up right now at southeastfranchiseforum.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.